Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The name above every name. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Philippians 2:9. Three primary names for God are used in the Old Testament: Elohim, Jehovah, and Adonai. In the New Testament, both Jehovah and Adonai are translated as Lord, Greek Kurios, and applied to Christ. This word is also applied occasionally to human lords, but is specifically used as a name or title of God or Christ no less than 663 times. His human name was Jesus, Jehovah is Savior, but this is used by itself only 22 times in the epistles, always with special emphasis on his humanity. Although it was the common name used repeatedly in the gospel narratives, it is significant that the disciples and other believers almost always addressed him personally as Lord, never simply as Jesus. Unbelievers and demons, on the other hand, never addressed him as Lord. The name Christ means anointed one and is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew Messiah. Thus, Christ is his divine title as God's anointed prophet, priest, and king. Jesus is his human name as our example and savior. Lord is his title of spiritual relationship to those he has saved. All three names are of paramount importance. Thus, Peter said, God has made that same Jesus both Lord and Christ. His full name, so to speak, is therefore the Lord Jesus Christ. This complete name is used over 100 times. Christ and Lord are used even more. In the great testimony of his coming exaltation, Paul says he has been given the name. The definite article is in the original, above every name. At this name of Jesus, with the of indicating the possessive, that is, the name now belonging to the man Jesus who died on the cross, every knee must bow and every tongue must someday confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on iTunes. And please rate and review this podcast so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you will start each day with Days of Praise.